Welcome back to the Mbago Media Finance Podcast. Today, we're diving deep into a situation that sent ripples through the fast casual dining sector, Chipotle's recent stock dip.
That's right, host. It wasn't just a minor fluctuation, the market's reaction was a clear signal that expectations were being recalibrated. When a company like Chipotle, often seen as a bellwether, misses its same-store sales outlook, it demands a closer look.
Exactly. It forces us to move beyond the headline stock price drop and dissect the underlying metrics. We need to understand if it's foot traffic, average ticket size, or transaction volume that's faltering. Is the market reacting to fewer people walking through the doors, or are customers simply ordering less?
And the speed of that reaction is telling. Investors immediately price in the anticipated impact of a softer outlook, rather than waiting. This highlights the immense challenge of forecasting consumer spending, especially with today's economic flux, inflation, interest rates, shifting priorities. It's a complex landscape.
The critical question then becomes, are Chipotle's plans steps to regain growth, defensive maneuvers, or proactive strategies to reignite demand? The language they use, the specific initiatives hinted at, can reveal a lot about their confidence in navigating these headwinds.
What makes this particularly compelling is that Chipotle's challenges might be a broader indicator for the entire restaurant industry. It's like using one weather station to predict the climate for a whole region. The magnitude of the stock drop suggests the market sees these issues as more than a temporary blip.
It shifts the narrative from Chipotle's individual performance to a systemic question: is this a sign of broader challenges affecting the entire sector? The difficulty in forecasting consumer spending in this climate amplifies that concern. Every economic data point becomes more significant when a major player signals a slowdown.
Let's transition from the immediate financial implications to the underlying consumer behavior shifts. When we hear below expectations, we need to ask, which consumer segments or spending habits are showing weakness?
Are consumers, faced with inflation and uncertainty, starting to trade down from their preferred dining options? Are they dining out less frequently, or are they still coming but opting for cheaper items, skipping premium toppings or larger portions?
That's a crucial point. Consider Chipotle's target demographic, often younger, value-conscious individuals. This group is particularly sensitive to economic pressures impacting discretionary spending. When grocery, rent, and utility costs climb, disposable income for dining out shrinks.
So, inflation isn't just an abstract economic concept for restaurants, it directly affects the purchasing power of their core customers. When Chipotle discusses steps to regain growth, we must scrutinize whether these moves address price sensitivity, menu fatigue, or enhance convenience.
And the post-pandemic era adds another layer. Are we seeing a reversion to pre-pandemic habits, or have priorities permanently shifted? Digital ordering and delivery boomed, but are they now facing more competition, or are consumers more aware of the added costs?
Analyzing the competitive landscape is also key. Is Chipotle losing market share, or is the entire fast casual segment seeing reduced demand? The sound of a cash register followed by a sigh perfectly captures the consumer's dilemma, balancing convenience and affordability against strained budgets.
The consumer's wallet is indeed the ultimate arbiter, and Chipotle's guidance offers a glimpse into its current state. This brings us to Chipotle's strategic adjustments. When a company signals a need to regain growth, the specifics of their actions are paramount.
Are these incremental improvements, or a fundamental strategic pivot to address deeper market shifts? We need to dissect these proposed strategies. Further digital investments, menu innovation with more affordable options or limited-time offers, loyalty programs, store optimization, and labor efficiency.
Evaluating the viability of these strategies in the current climate is crucial. Can enhanced digital ordering or a new menu item truly offset a broader decline in demand driven by economic pressures? There's a risk of over-reliance on specific levers.
For example, if they focus heavily on digital orders, but overall customer traffic is declining, those digital gains might not compensate for losses elsewhere. It's also important to compare their planned actions with typical responses from other major chains facing similar pressures. Are they following a well-trodden path or trying something novel?
The challenge of balancing growth investments with near-term profitability is a perennial one, especially when demand softens. Investing heavily in new initiatives is a gamble if the economic environment deteriorates further. The gears turning with a grinding noise metaphor perfectly captures this tension.
So, are these steps a proactive adaptation to anticipated market changes or a reactive scramble to maintain momentum? Regardless of their ultimate success, they offer a valuable case study for how businesses can navigate turbulent waters.
This leads us directly to the broader restaurant industry. Is Chipotle truly the canary in the coal mine, signaling trouble for everyone? We need to extrapolate Chipotle's specific challenges to the entire fast casual and QSR sectors.
The pressures of rising labor costs, persistent food inflation, and evolving consumer habits are universal. This is where comparative analysis becomes critical. Looking at revenue growth and same-store sales for major chains can reveal patterns. Are others experiencing similar slowdowns, or is some showing resilience?
The impact of economic uncertainty on dining frequency and spending per visit is a significant factor across the board. When consumers are uncertain about their future, they pull back on discretionary spending, and dining out is often one of the first areas curtailed.
We're also seeing a divergence between brands that can pass on costs and those facing price resistance. A premium steakhouse might absorb ingredient costs with slight price increases, but a fast casual chain like Chipotle faces more price-sensitive markets.
This raises the question, are there segments of the restaurant industry that remain resilient, and why? Perhaps it's the ultra-premium segment, brands offering unparalleled convenience, or specific cuisines with strong cultural appeal. The echoing sound of dining rooms fading into an uncertain note illustrates this potential bifurcation.
If these trends persist, we could even see consolidation or distress within the sector, as weaker players are acquired or forced to close. Ultimately, Chipotle's future is intertwined with the industry's trajectory, highlighting systemic risks across the food service landscape.
Looking ahead, we must consider the future scenarios for both Chipotle and the broader restaurant industry. What are the potential outcomes for Chipotle, depending on the effectiveness of its outlined strategies?
Will these moves reignite growth and restore investor confidence, or will they be insufficient against persistent economic headwinds? Forecasting the industry's trajectory involves a range of possibilities: a swift rebound, a prolonged slowdown, or a bifurcated market.
The timeline graphic showing optimistic, pessimistic, and realistic recovery scenarios is a useful visual for this complex exercise. Investors will be closely watching key economic indicators like inflation, consumer confidence, and employment figures.
Innovation and operational agility are paramount. Companies that adapt quickly to changing consumer preferences, leverage technology, and manage costs efficiently will likely emerge as winners. Those slow to adapt or burdened by legacy models may fall behind.
Furthermore, we need to consider the long-term implications for ancillary sectors. The food service industry impacts employment, real estate, supply chains, and more. Changes in its health will reverberate widely.
The hopeful yet cautious musical sting reflects this uncertainty. What lessons can businesses outside food service draw from Chipotle's predicament? The core takeaway is that deep shifts in consumer behavior require more than superficial adjustments.
The path forward for Chipotle and the entire restaurant industry hinges on a profound understanding and decisive response to evolving economic and consumer landscapes. Let's now summarize the key factors, strengths, insights, challenges, and opportunities we've discussed.
First, regarding consumer spending and economic climate, Chipotle's performance is a key indicator of broader consumer confidence and discretionary spending power. The market's sharp reaction highlights sensitivity to economic headwinds like inflation and interest rates.
The challenge here is that forecasting consumer spending is inherently difficult in the current volatile economic climate. Inflation directly impacts purchasing power, potentially leading to trading down or reduced dining frequency.
Moving to Chipotle's strategic initiatives, the company is planning steps to regain growth, which could include digital enhancements, menu innovation, and loyalty programs, aiming to adapt to market shifts. These are potential strengths and insights.
However, the challenge is that the effectiveness of these strategies is uncertain. They could be reactive rather than proactive, and over-reliance on specific levers like digital orders might not compensate for declining overall traffic.
Let's look at industry-wide pressures. Rising labor costs, food inflation, and evolving consumer habits are universal challenges affecting the entire fast casual and QSR sectors, not just Chipotle. This is a key insight into the operating environment.
The challenge is the divergence in brand resilience. Some premium or convenience-focused segments may fare better, while price-sensitive chains face significant resistance to cost pass-throughs. This creates a challenging landscape for many.
Regarding consumer behavior shifts, understanding shifts in target demographics, like younger, value-conscious consumers, and their susceptibility to economic pressures is crucial. Post-pandemic habits also add complexity, offering insights into changing preferences.
The challenge here is the potential for consumers to trade down, reduce dining frequency, or opt for lower-priced items. The balance between convenience, like digital orders, and cost is a key consideration that businesses must navigate.
Finally, for future outlook and market position, Chipotle's ability to execute its strategies will determine its future growth and investor confidence. Its position as a bellwether makes its performance a crucial data point for the industry, which is a strength.
The significant challenge is the risk of consolidation or distress in the sector if these trends persist. There are also long-term implications for ancillary sectors like real estate, supply chains, and labor if the restaurant industry faces a prolonged slowdown.
So, to conclude, Chipotle's recent stock market reaction is a powerful microcosm of the broader challenges facing the restaurant industry and consumer-facing businesses. The market's acknowledgement of the intricate dance between economic realities and consumer behavior is key.
The core takeaway is the undeniable influence of the consumer's wallet. When disposable income tightens, even beloved brands feel the pinch. Chipotle's planned initiatives represent a crucial test of their adaptability.
The market and the industry will be watching closely. Chipotle's performance will offer invaluable insights into the resilience of the fast casual sector and the effectiveness of various growth strategies in a constrained economic climate.
Beyond Chipotle, the ripple effects are significant for employment, supply chains, and real estate. A prolonged slowdown could trigger consolidation and reshape the competitive landscape. Agility and understanding evolving consumer needs are essential.
For businesses across all sectors, the lesson is clear: agility, deep understanding of evolving consumer needs, and a proactive approach to navigating economic uncertainty are no longer optional, they are essential for survival and growth.
As we look ahead, the ability to forecast not just sales, but also the nuanced shifts in consumer sentiment and economic tides, will be the ultimate differentiator. This has been a deep dive into Chipotle's situation and its implications for the wider industry.
And remember, this content is for informational and educational purposes only and should not be taken as financial advice. Always consult a licensed advisor before making investment decisions. Thanks for tuning in.
We'll see you next time on Baga Media, Finance.